This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And, you know, and I always love, and I do mean love, I always love, you know, when we are being bombarded, we are being browbeat, we are being beat up over Black Lives Matter. And I'm going to keep pounding away. I know some of you get uncomfortable when I go down this road, but I'm going to keep pounding away. Is it really? Does it really? Do Black Lives Matter? Or do all Black Lives Matter? Or only the ones that they pick and choose that have meaning to them? If you're a black cop and you killed, does your black life matter? If you're a three-year-old in Chicago, in your own bed, you get shot, does your black life matter? Because I don't see them there. I don't see them trying to help out or do anything. If you're an 11 or 12-year-old dancing with your daddy in a living room, and a stray bullet in a town where you're not supposed to have guns comes through, does your black life matter? I'm just, you can tell it's grating on me. I'm getting, you know, some of you know I'm involved in, not just involved in politics, but I'm an elected official in a smaller town. I wouldn't say it's like the third largest city in Los Angeles County. Right? But I'm watching what's happening around me. I'm watching what's happening in other smaller towns, not the big ones. You don't have to listen to LA, Chicago, San Francisco, and so forth. You know, what do these people stand for? What black life do they stand for? I say none. Honestly, truly, none. Tell me which ones they're fighting for. Did they show up in Chicago? That's a valid question. You know what I mean? And after a while, you have to get irritated. Look, I've got video in the later on in the show I'm going to play, but I got video that'll prove to you that they don't really care. They're Marxists. They've been trained as Marxists, and they're not even totally all together, because some of them are saying their only goal, their whole thought, their whole goal is to make sure they get rid of President Trump. But they don't want to wait until November. They want him gone now. Right? They want him to resign right now. That's their goal. Now, I hear these interviews. You never hear them talk about how they're going to help young black lives, young black men do better or get better, whatever it is that they're screaming they're not getting. Right? I mean, they never talk about how they're going to deal with the 7,000 black men a year that are shot by other black men. No, you never hear him talk about that. Because I guess that's not important. I don't know. Again, I'm not black. I'm not in the movement that they've got going on right now. Right? I want you guys to keep this front and center in your head. So when you're talking to people about this stuff, you've got real information. This is according to the FBI. This is not according to TRS or Joe Messina or anything like that. This is according to the FBI. 7,000 black men every year are shot. In every case, almost by other black men. 375 million interactions by police with the general populace every year. 10 million of those turn into being, there's some kind of action. They go to jail, they get a speeding ticket, they get a whatever it is. Okay? A little over 1,000 shots have been fired in these exchanges, the 10 million exchanges. And when I say a little over, it's 1,004. 42 are shots fired on unarmed people. Right? And I didn't say, you know, people that weren't dangerous, just unarmed. 19 of those are white, and they're killed. 9 of them were black. Okay? Of the 9 cops involved, well, there were more than that, but the major, the key person, 5 cops were charged with murder or involuntary manslaughter and went to jail. 4 were not, they were charged, but they were found innocent. There were 89 cops killed. Anybody? Well, come on. Anybody? There's been hundreds of people shot in Chicago. Can somebody show me a video clip of Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Barack Obama, or even a BLM riot? If they could drag as many, you know, BLM people to Chicago on a Friday or Saturday night and occupy Chicago, maybe they can stop the shooting. Do they really want to stop Black Lives Matter? Do they really want to believe that Black Lives Matter? They want us to believe Black Lives Matter? Come on, work it through. How? Even in my little town, where, you know, watching emails come in and watching these people that come into town. You know, I found out in a larger city just south of me, while talking to someone that is at the sheriff's department or affiliated, or anyway, the bottom line is this: right to the sheriff's department in Santa Monica, they were arresting people where over 90% of them weren't even from the area. They were from outside the area. So you've got these people that are being brought in, that are coming in, and they're being paid cash to cause damage, to cause chaos and mayhem. Doesn't sound grassroots to me. Doesn't sound what the people really want. Sounds like somebody trying to shut down America, and they need to go to jail. Joe Messina, your host. We'll see what Zoe has to say after the break. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing
packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do mean it. I want you, I mean, you've got to be involved. You've got to be engaged. You have to. You have no choice in the matter, because I said so. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him in, because I always have so much fun when he comes on with us. And I love tinging some of the people we tinge when he's on with me. Zoe Rachel joins me, or Afonso Rachel, whatever you want to call him. I call him Zoe. Zoe, because I love this. You got the Zoe Loft. You've got the Fuddy Duddy, Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study, which I think is great. And then, you know, I pulled up your last clip off of Facebook, and it had a real catchy title to it, and I closed it by accident. So we're... But I mean, you got words of wisdom on a day. Words of wisdom they can grab from you up on Facebook, at least until they take you down, me down, and 30,000 other of our buddies down. Anyhow, so tell people how they can find you.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and they can find the Zoloft, the Zopium Den, and my music project, 20 Pound Sledge. I think those words of wisdom, those deep, sadistic words that you saw was my video, Star Spangled Butthurt.
There you go. That's the one. So you only know where my mind is at because that caught my attention. I was like, oh, yeah, that'll be good. What was that? Tell us what that is about, where people can find it.
Oh, it's based on those viral videos, man, where, you know, like around the 4th of July, since the 4th of July is coming up, and people like to do those viral videos where they take a firecracker and they stick it in their butt and try to shoot it.
Oh!
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That's not what it is. It's basically
yeah, but we've seen crazy stuff like that, so you know that can happen.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's actually something I think maybe a little bit more worse. It's people again revisiting their grievances with Star Spangled Banner, and you know, and accusing it of being a pro-slavery anthem of America. You know, concerning like the fourth stanza, I think. So I was talking about that.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. There are 350-plus million Americans in this country. Mm-hmm. Out of the 350 million Americans, how many of them could tell you there's more than two stanzas to the Star Spangled Banner?
Man.
You wouldn't have to take your shoes off. You could count them all on two hands, right?
Right. I didn't always know. You know, but now all of a sudden, you know, well, and I don't want to say all of a sudden. I mean, because it's been an issue for a little while. But... you know, now it's come to more attention for some reason. Well, we know what the reason is. It's an election year, and racism is because around election years, usually when it comes up, we start talking about the Star Spangled Banner. And the thing is, when people the left wing narrative followers, when they think patriotism, they think Republicans, and when they think Republicans, they think white, and that's why they want to make everything about race, and they want to make everything about the evil white man. Even though when white people wanted their evils represented in office, they voted Democrat. That's the history of America. But Republicans have been letting them hold the ball on that.
Yeah, it is. In watching what's going on, even right now, it's just amazing to me. And Tim Scott came up with a very good point. It's funny how Chuck Sherman doesn't even know who I am. I'm a black senator. He's talking about blacks. He's talking about protecting blacks. And the guy who wrote the black bill, he doesn't even know who I am, you know. And he's got a point, you know. We've got down in this country now, we've got down to party. It is no longer you're an American, you're a U.S. citizen, whatever you want to call yourself. Now you're either a Democrat or a Republican. And frankly, I think you'll agree with me here. We've done the same thing in the church, in the Church of Jesus Christ. We have denominations, right? We have the belly buttoners, we have the non-belly buttoners, you know, the tongues and the non-tongues. Rose bodily, didn't rise bodily. It's like, hello, this is not what he came for. Anybody awake?
Yeah. Well, the thing is that the Lord knows, and I mean, that's why he talks about those on my left and those on my right. And that's why he talks about the sheep and the goats and the wheat and the tares. You know, he used these analogies because there are going to be people who are going to interpret his words, and they're going to try to either shape them according to what they think is holy, or they're just going to trust that God knows what he's talking about concerning holiness and leave that to the expert and just follow what he says. So we're always going to have these camps. I mean, that's always been. I mean, ever since all the way back to Satan committing the first sin, God is the universe's first policy writer. And the devil was like, I don't like your policies. Right?
Hey, so the devil was like the first Facebook content manager.
Yeah, you could. Exactly. Well, not only that, I mean, basically the devil was the first one to form his confederacy. Yep. And tried to lead a coup d'etat against the throne.
Oh, yes.
So the politics have always been there. And, man, praise be to God, one day it's going to come to pass where God's like, okay, this is my policy, and that's it, period. It ain't going to be no vote against it or anything like that. When I come, my rule is going to be iron scepter, baby.
Yeah, there's no negotiating. That one I want. Mm-mm. I love, you know, you do the same thing I know you do, which, you know, you talk to your friends about Jesus, you talk to people you know about Jesus, and they go, you know what? You know, I appreciate you believing in God, but I'm going to work it out with him when I get there. And I go,
uh-uh.
Okay.
No.
I want to let me know how that works out for you, okay?
Right. Oh man.
But go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I was just on a side note, man. I was at the music shop today, man, grabbing some stuff, and I wanted to. Clerks had like a nice, you know, tattoo of a cross and stuff like that. So I was like, oh man, that's a nice cross. Are you, you know, so you're a believer of the Most High Priest and King, right? And he's like, well, no, not really. And I'm like, oh, okay. So it was funny, man, because, you know, he's talking about spirituality and stuff like that. And we're like, well, you know, demons are spiritual too, you know? So, but, you know, and so long story short, it was like kind of funny. It's like, well, man, at the end of the day, you've got a tattoo, you've got a Christian tattoo, but you don't really believe in Jesus. And here it is, I got pagan tattoos, and I'm a full-on follower of Christ. So we just had a laugh
over
that.
Wait a minute, I got your story beat. I sat here and talked to a commentator, a radio commentator, who said he was a Christian because he believed in Christ. And I said, really? And then he went on to tell me after that how the Bible was full of fables, that none of it was true. I said, so wait a minute, because I'm not the best educated guy in the world. I'm not getting this. So you believe in Christ because you read about him in a book that's full of fairy tales where none of it's true. So you're believing in a falsehood. Uh-huh. And he looked at me like I hit him in the forehead with a baseball bat, and he said, I don't want to talk about religion. You didn't come here to talk about religion. I said, dude, you brought it up. I didn't.
Right. So,
and I knew that when he was driving home that day, he was slamming himself in the head. Sorry he even brought it up. But there's so many ignorant people out there. Just like they're pulling down statues of abolitionists.
Right.
Not only can't they spell the word, they don't know what it means.
But it's just part of the plan, though, Jones. The thing is, they went after the Confederate statues, not because they know any better, but because the Democrats' elites are trying to master history. And these drones are just ignorantly turning the stuff down.
Yeah, we got to talk more about that, seriously, on the other side of the break, because, you know, they're trying to pull down Abraham Lincoln statues. It's like, hello. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Joe Bacini, your host. Lots of fun ahead. Lots of true fun ahead. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The governor of Texas hit the brakes on reopening his state as hospitals are now inundated with an explosion of COVID-19 cases, and officials reported 47 new deaths and nearly 6,000 infections, a grim new daily record. And now Texas Medical Center in Houston has reported every ICU bed is now occupied. The dire news was not just limited to Texas, as the United States saw a record number of new coronavirus cases in a single day, with 45,557 reported, according to a tally by the Centers for Disease Control. And they also warn the true number of Americans who have been infected could be over 20 million. And among those who recently tested positive for COVID-19 were a number of members of President Trump's campaign staff and members of the Secret Service who attended his rally on Saturday in Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Hit up on the website. All this information is there for you. You may have to do a little bit of reading. I know that's tough, but give it a try. You'll enjoy it, I promise. Anyway, as he does every week, Zoe Rachel, Alfonso Rachel. I keep wanting to call you Zoe. I love that name.
That's the one, man.
Joe is so like everybody's name. Yo, Joe. There's Joe, right? I mean, but Zoe is it's unique. You are unique. We know this already, though.
Just Zoe with it, man.
Go. Ba-da-bunch. All right. But you have several things that people can partake in, whether it's your music, your anti-fuddy-duddy Bible study, and or the Zoloft. Which, tell people quickly where they can partake of these wonderful things.
Thanks, man. It's bronzeserpentmedia.com. And don't forget, my audio book is out, A Solid Right Cross. I hope you guys check it out to get that culture war coaching.
Culture war coaching. Well, tell us what that's about. Come on.
All right. My book, A Solid Right Cross, is biblical boxing and conservative counterpunching against liberal loons and godless goons. And so you want to make sure that you get trained up because the left sucker punches a lot. All right, they do a lot of sucker punching, and conservatives need to be able to have that, you know, that solid right cross trained up. And you train it, you know, with the Word of God. Basically, my book is like a 282 book telling you you need to read your Bible. But it's really what it's going to tell you. It's just my book is funnier. That's been pretty much the big difference.
Listen, but, you've got it. And guys like you and the way you put it out there, I need books like that. I need the way you've titled that would draw me in and draw me in to read it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not I don't believe the angels are singing all the time. I think you hear some sword play up there from time to time. You know what I'm saying? So,
yep.
I'll be around and watch them gladiators. So, Well, all right. So, look, the reality behind all this is, again, BLM. Do you remember, what was it, last year or the year before, you saw all these video clips of these white, young white kids, and they were sitting there, and they were crying, and they were sorry for being white, and they were sorry for all the things. You know, And I'm thinking to myself, how do you apologize for something somebody else did? That's not a real apology. You can't ask for forgiveness for something that somebody else did. Okay? You can sympathize, empathize, whatever the proper word would be to use. Go, look, I am sorry for the way certain groups, including the black community, have been treated over the years. But I can't fix what happened 100 years ago. I can help fight now going forward. But these kids were broken down, you know, and you know that's psychological. They break them down emotionally.
Sure.
And the Dems are experts at that. We were talking about the difference in word verbiage during the break. Tell people about it. You know, reimaging or reimagining.
Well, yeah, that's what they're all about. And it's what I would hope that conservatives really start to understand is that we're trying to reason with these people. And they're not wired for reason. They're not stimulated for reason. When you send them off to school and they're off to college, their imagination is stimulated, not their reasoning. So that's the thing that we got to try to work on with and trying to get the message to them. But man, these cats, man, they're angry and they're busted up emotionally over stuff that doesn't have anything to do with this. And what they're trying to do when they get on the train with Black Lives Matter and all that sort of stuff and professing their white guilt, man, all it is an exercise in redemption. It's self-righteous. The self-righteous, toxic self-effacement to make themselves, especially with the white people who are Democrats and who are liberals, because they think that by doing this, it makes them morally superior. The thing about the Democrat Party is that they never get over this fetish that they have for being superior. And right now they want to be seen as the morally superior people because they're supremacists, just as the Democrat Party is.
I was talking about that. I need to bring you on more often because I get in so much trouble for this stuff. I was talking about the other night and I said, look, for the black community, the Democrats think you're idiots, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I can prove it. You can't figure out how to get an ID. You can't figure out how to vote. You don't know where the bus is, which means you don't know where City Hall is, okay?
Uh-huh.
And since you can't figure out how to get a job, we got to get you an EBT card and make it easy for you to order your alcohol online. You know, about all the things they spoon feed you because you're too dumb to do it on your own,
mm-hmm.
right?
As the saying goes, the soft bigotry of low expectations. And the thing is, and I've mentioned this before, and, you know, what people need to understand, what the Republicans need to understand is that they need to get in the way of what Democrats are doing. The Republicans don't need to pander, patronize, coddle, or do blacks any sort of special favors.
Amen.
That's not necessary. But unfortunately, Republicans, you are going to have to get in the way of the Democrats because the black community is the most valuable voting bloc that the Democrats have, because Democrats use blacks to influence the country and as well as the world. It's not because of what we're incapable of, it's because of what we are capable of. And they get to us, if we're allowed to get out of the womb, they get to us while we're young and
like
they start shaping our thinking, right?
Yep.
They start shaping the way that we think to basically be ballot cattle for them. Republicans, you have to get in their way.
You look at what's going on in this country today. And I tell people, this is ignorance. When you have a bunch of black kids and white kids roping a statue of an abolitionist to pull it down because he hated blacks, I'm sorry, look up the word first. They went to public school. Maybe that's what happened to them. Abraham Lincoln. I mean, they're pulling his statue, or trying to pull statues down all across the country. Hello, do any of you know what the Civil War, that little war that we had where like 400,000 people died, and they weren't all black. It wasn't black guys fighting for the freedom of black guys, okay? It was people who truly believed, and maybe not everybody, but the majority of them, truly believed that blacks should be free, nobody should be a slave, and fought for that reason, okay?
That's right.
I don't see BLM fighting for the freedom and safety of blacks in Chicago. I mean, something, apparently they don't know where that is on the map or something. I don't know.
And see, and the other side of that problem is just like you said, there was a lot of white people out there fighting for the abolition of slavery, but you got even Republicans out there where the war wasn't about ending slavery. And it's like, okay, when you say that, these are the things that make people think that the parties are switch sides, and all you got to do is listen to Lincoln's enemies in his time. Even his own general, McClellan, who was a Democrat, accused Lincoln of sacrificing white lives for black freedom. So these are things that are rooted in the Republican Party and what we stood for. And you've got these Democrats out there. And who runs the school system? The Democrat Party does.
That's right.
And they started with the Confederate monuments, one, to mask the history of the Democrats. Now they're going after the other monuments because the Democrat objective has not changed. The whole objective of the Democrat Party is to tear down America and rebuild their a reimagined version of it. And I say, and one more thing, the reason why they're doing that, Joe, the reason why they've always hated America is because they've always hated the idea that their majority vote can't be used to vote away what God ordained. That's what right. Democrats hate about America so much. They hate the Republican Party for it.
That's exactly right. You know, and you know, I always say this. I shouldn't have to always say it, but it's not that we believe that all Democrats are godless. Not at all. I've got some very good friends that are Democrats, and they're very godly people. They don't get it. They just don't understand it. They don't see the difference between the parties. Okay, the devil's got my personal humble opinion. Not so humble. Is the devil's got them blinded? Okay, and that's really what it boils down to. So they see us as cold and terrible people. I got in an argument with one of them the other day about sickness and disease. And I said, you know, Jesus said there'd always be the sick, there'd always be the poor, there, you know, there'd always be the hungry around you. So when you're sitting here as a Christian talking about abolishing sickness and disease, well, then you're smarter than Christ. You have just actually made that step and say, well, I know what he said, but I know better.
Yeah.
Right?
Right, right. And see, Joe, that's why I wrestle with the idea of Democrats being Christians. Like, for me, that's an oxymoron. It doesn't matter for me. You know, because the thing is, there are a lot of Democrats who love God. You know, they'll say that they love Christ, but even Jesus, you know, says that, hey, yeah, I hear you calling out to me and stuff like, but I don't know you. So, but if a person who's a Democrat, because like you, man, I know a lot of Democrats, you know, who, you know, believe that they're spiritual or believe that they're Christian and whatnot. And I'm not one to make the judgment about it. But if the devil has sway over them, you know, and they can't see this, like, well, are you really relying on God for discernment?
But you know, listen, you hit on a really hot button for me. And the commercial comes up perfect. But anyway, these are the people that are in church every Sunday, okay? They're the ones that you hear flicking through the papers trying to find the book long after the pastor's already read the passage, right? And that makes them feel good. The worship service is what they go for. They really don't understand the reality of the word. We can touch on that on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Today, many many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Should the image of Nancy Pelosi come to mind during that? Don't feel bad. Seriously. I'll give you total absolution. So on. Joe was in your host. Always a pleasure. Send me 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. But right now, no calls. No, I want to hear from you because I want to bring Zoe back on. Okay, Alfonso Rachel joins me. I love when he's on with me because you know some of the most frank conversations we have around Jesus, some of the most frank conversations we have around God happen when you're on the show with me. So, well, there's a lot of people that are afraid to talk about this stuff. Even our brothers and sisters in Christ will shy away. So why are you shying away from this? Right?
Don't be afraid of the Word of God. Man. Have a reverential fear, of course, but don't be afraid to speak it.
Uh-uh. Hey, listen, I had a fear of my dad that encompassed love, my physical dad, right, that encompassed love, and the fear that he smacked me upside the head if I did something stupid, okay? So, That's the kind of, but we were talking before the break. We're talking about people, you know, they go to, and again, if you're one of those Sunday go to meeting Christians, all right, that's between you and God, not me, you and God. But if you don't study your Bible, if you have a craft, if you have a, you're a doctor or a carpenter or whatever, if you're not studying your craft, if you're not learning about the tools, if you're not understanding that wood that you're working with, whatever it is, you're probably going to be a B or C carpenter or doctor. Do you know what I'm saying? If you're a Christian that goes, and you are moved by the man behind the pulpit, you're going to have a Jimmy Jones moment sometime in your life.
You don't want the Jimmy Jones.
No. I mean, if people don't realize he had that, those weren't stupid people. Those were people, when you saw the interviews and what have you with some of those people early on, they loved God. They thought this guy was the pastor that brought them to it. And the day he threw that book over the Bible over the altar and said, "You don't need this anymore. I'm here." That church should have emptied out, but they didn't. You know why? They were there for the man behind the pulpit, which is exactly what happens a lot today. Don't you agree?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And that's why, folks, you know, I hope that they understand that, you know, when people will take those kind of ideas and then they'll make policy out of those ideas. And that's why we have these policies now that are at odds with the Word of God. And you see the Republic decaying. You know, it's decaying into chaos because we've gotten away from the root. We've gotten away from the core. So, you know, you're having these factions, whether it's Antifa or BLM, you know, these rebellious Democrats that are out there doing what they're doing, and they're making things very difficult for us because, you know, as salt and light, as people who are supposed to be salt and light, you know, we have to, you know, we got to step up our game.
But so, you know, you got now church leaders that are stepping forward. I mean, some big names stepping forward and saying, you know, we were born into racism because we were born into sin, and therefore we were born into racism. I'm going, where are you getting this? Okay? I mean, now what are we expanding the initial sin? We're expanding that out now to include racism? Are we serious? And you've got now you got a whole bunch of white Christians who go, look, see, even the pastor says we were born racist. I'm confused. I don't see that in my Bible. Have you run across that?
No, it's not in there. Matter of fact, the Bible speaks pretty starkly against racism, actually. I guess maybe they didn't read that part about Moses and his wife, and Moses' like sister having some beef about his wife being a Cushite, and God turned her white. It's like, look, I'm gonna strike you with leprosy. Since you're so hung up on skin color, I'm going to hit you with leprosy and just turn your skin just like ghost white, okay? Don't ever let me hear you talk about this racist stuff again. That was God's position on that. So, but the thing is, with this racism bit and this slave narrative, I mean, dang, Joe, it's like you mentioned the word slave and the whole world has been sold practically on the idea that you have to associate slavery with black people. And black people, when you think black people, you have to think slavery. It's the dumbest narrative ever. It's like as if black people are the only people in human history to have ever been slaves. It's like, wow. You know, but that's where we are, man.
Okay. I love what, you know, when I'm wrong and you take me to task, I am truly okay with it. And I mean that sincerely. One of my biggest pet peeves is Black History Month. And it's not because it's Black History Month. It's because the only thing we talk about for 28 days, and by the way, you should feel slighted because you only get 28 days. Everybody else gets 30, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
What was it? June is Gay Pride Month, and they get 30 days, so or 31 or whatever it is. But here you have Black History Month, and all we talk about is how you guys were chained up. You've been slaves the whole... What about the accomplishments of some of the most important things in our country, our history, our lives that were done by the black community?
Well, you know why, Joe? It's because a lot of those blacks that we were supposed to celebrate, that we used to celebrate during Black History Month, they're Republicans. That's why we don't really
can't do that now, can we?
Yeah, we don't really hear about them anymore. And the thing is, with Black History Month, there was a time, you know, we've got Black History Month, man, because there was a time when there was real adversity. These blacks, they were actually, you know, held down by the apartheid of the Democrat Party. The adversity that they had to fight against was something that, man, we don't know that stuff today. That's why we celebrate them, because of what they had gone through and what they were victorious with. God blessed them to be able to be victorious through these things. Man, we don't got that kind of adversity today.
No, no, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I equate that to Christian suffering, right? When I hear Christians talking about suffering, I go, wait a minute. Why? Were you in the Middle East? We don't suffer here. I mean, yeah, we have irritants compared to what, you know, nobody ever came after my head here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, but what, you can't read your Bible in school? Well, that's your fault. You can change that. Right? They couldn't change what they were going through there. They're being persecuted in China, right? In places like that. We don't know what Christian persecution is.
Man, I hope we never know, man, because, see, that's the thing. That's what Christian needs to understand, is that if we don't get it straight here, man, we can be just like these other nations where your life is, you can get snuffed out for believing. You know, we don't want to end up like that.
Hey, listen, under Barack Obama, the direction they were heading in, Hillary Clinton was going to head that. Tim Kaine was going to head down that direction. They openly all said it, you know, taking Bibles out of Navy hospitals because you couldn't have anything about Jesus in there. Couldn't pray in the name of Jesus. It was okay for, atheist chaplains. I do not understand an atheist chaplain, okay? That should be the first,
right.
That should be first line in the book of oxymorons, right? Yeah, so we have an atheist chaplain that'll come in and pray to nothing, I guess.
Man, this is fighters, man. It's like, because even atheists, because they do try to have the trappings, so to speak, of church. They got like gatherings, you know, like these kind of similar like church gatherings. And it's like, man, won't you guys just quit front, man? Don't fight it. Stop fighting it.
So listen, I know that the statues don't. You and I talked about this before. The statues are not our God. I get that. Okay, and I'm okay with that. I've never worshipped the statue in my life. It is a reminder. When people wear a cross, it's a reminder. I think it's pseudo an outside sign that says, "Hey, I reverence this. I believe what this is about." Not to your tattoo guy, but most other people. And there's a lot of people wear crosses that don't believe. They just like the way they look. But you know, but when you have like the BLM are screaming now that you've got to pull down these statues of a white Jesus and the European Mary, which I don't really get. I didn't know Mary was from Europe.
Yeah, right.
I was she Italian, Spanish. I don't. Anyway, but even so, look at what ISIS was doing. Getting rid of history, getting rid of any semblance of what we stood for and who we are. How do you feel about all that?
And, you know, maybe kind of like on a side note. You know, when they're pulling down these statues, and, you know, I get it, man. They have a problem with white Jesus, and they're sold on the idea that Christianity is the white man's religion, which doesn't make any sense because the Bible flat out tells you that he's a Middle Eastern Jew. So it's like, no, there's no white supremacy that's in the Bible.
You haven't seen the movie, Joe. He is a 6'2", blonde hair, blue-eyed, white... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And I don't know where they got that, because they did some rewritings on the script. It's like, don't mess with God's script, okay? But that's what they're hung up on. And I don't know if the statue should be taken down under the basis of, well, you know, you shouldn't be. Doesn't your Bible say that you're not supposed to be making any engraven image? But it's just like you said earlier. It's like, yeah, the full commandment, though, is to not make an engraven image and not worship them. Do not bow down to them or anything like that. We don't. Well, actually, I guess in some religions they do have a cross, which they involve in their worship, and they do rosary and stuff like that. But that's not supposed to be something that you worship. And so, just like you said, we're supposed. It's a reminder. It's not an object of worship, though.
Right.
So, you know, them tearing it down, you know.
Listen, I have no problem. Friends of mine that have problems with the crucifixion, which is the difference between a cross, is that you actually see Christ on the cross with a crucifixion thing. And I go, I don't really have a problem with that because it's a reminder. You know, reminds me of the pain. It reminds me seeing him hanging there, what he did for me. Okay? Now, I don't need that to remind me every day, you know, but when you see it, it takes me right back to that. So, you know, Jesus, thank you. There's no words I could use. Just a simple thank you, though, you know, and that kind of stuff. So I don't really have a problem as long as you're not worshiping that piece of brass, you know?
Yeah. I hear you, man. It's those kind of reminders. My only issue is that he ain't on the cross no more.
No, he's not there. I agree.
Let's get to the complete work, man. He's up on the throne. That's where he's at. So, but that'd be a kind of wearing a necklace with a chair and a picture of Jesus. That might not. You know, might kind of be a little bit cumbersome. You know.
Well, if you're Mr. T, it's perfect. It's, you know, you got the muscles to hold it up, right? So. All right, so quickly, where can I find you?
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com.
Yeah, see, that's easy, guys. If you can't spell that, if you can't find that, maybe you shouldn't be driving either. All right, next up, we got a lot going on. A new group that's going to expose racism in the Democrat Party. Seriously, this ought to be good. They're called Clergies of Color. We'll be back in a little bit.